Hello, everybody. I'm Janet Benedict with Rockin' My Business, and you are on the Rockin' My Business show. We are doing a series of shows looking at entrepreneurs and what they're doing and bringing some really super relevant information to you. So I hope you enjoy them. None of them are overly long, and my co-host, Sherry Simones, as I'll let her say hi to you. She's just standing by there in the wings. Hi, Sherry.
I am. I'm ready. I'm ready to rock. Hi, everybody. So yeah, I'm excited too about these casual chats with local entrepreneurs and maybe not so local entrepreneurs since we're online and can be global. So yeah, really looking forward to it. And let's get started, Sharon. Let's rock this topic.
All right. I'm Sharon Abrego with Mortgage Alliance. And I just wanted to touch base a little bit on what's happening in the market right now in terms of mortgages and lending in this pandemic world we're in. Mm-hmm. So first things first is there's been a lot of talk about rates, interest rates, what the Bank of Canada is doing, and how that affects, you know, fixed rates versus variable rates. And right now we're seeing the rates are low. So now is a good time to buy. However, as a lot of people are laid off, these are uncertain times. So the housing market is starting to creep back up there. So we're seeing a little bit more movement on the mortgage side of things. Another thing is that lenders are a little bit more careful with who they're lending to because of the times that we're in. So before, how it would work is you would submit an application for a mortgage for pre-approval, and we would put all the information in the system, including income, work history, any debts or liabilities and assets you might have. And then we would approach these lenders and say, can we have a pre-approval? They would come back with yes or no. With the times that we're facing now, they're wanting all of the documentation up front. So they want to see T4s for the last 2 years. They want to see notice of assessments to make sure that you're not behind in any government monies. Job letters are being requested up front, and they have to be a current job letter as of that same week. And also recent pay stubs to show that you've been working. So these are a few of the things that are being affected by the pandemic in mortgages right now. Another thing is,
that could be tough for a lot of people who are laid off and not working at this time, right?
It is. Yeah. And I think that's also why they kind of did the mortgage deferral program as well, the government. So, I was updated this morning on, our Zoom call, with head office. They are seeing 50% less deferral requests this month than last month. So it's a little bit of a good sign, showing that people are feeling a bit more comfortable with where they're at and that the economy is starting to return to normal. Mm-hmm. But those mortgage deferrals were a big thing as well to help people, by skipping a payment and that it wouldn't affect their credit rating in the long run. So that's really helpful.
Right. Yeah.
Also, another thing is, so we talked about the deferrals and that is showing a good sign of the economy. So I do join in Zoom calls weekly with head office, as I had mentioned, so I can always provide updates to anyone looking to figure out if it's a good time and what to do with, say, their renewals or refinancing at this time as well, because that is also an option. And we're also seeing a lot of that activity happening right now as well. So people that don't necessarily want to take the deferrals, they're doing a refinancing instead.
Right. So do you offer any free consultations or advice, or how does that work when people work with you?
Oh, absolutely. My services are free. I can consult anyone free of charge. We'll take a look at your credit and see where we're at, and we'll go through your goals over 5-10 years and see what mortgage product will best suit your specific needs. So that's kind of where I stand different than any other banks out there, is that we don't necessarily try to fit a square inside a circle or a circle inside a square, right? We want to be able to mold that and accommodate every situation. And because I have access to 52 lenders, I'm able to find a mortgage product that can fit your needs. So the way that I get paid is by finder's fee from the lender. So nothing comes out of the client's pockets whatsoever.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great. And can I ask a question? Do you work with commercial and residential and farms, or what's your niche?
I work primarily with first-time home buyers, but we do, we have a team of professionals that work in my office. We have over 40 years experience combined in the office. So we are able to help in any type of client. So any commercial or farmland or first-time home buyers or reverse mortgaging, anything like that.
With first-time home buyers, because I know that's your niche and who you like to work with, are you finding they are more apprehensive about even wanting to look at a mortgage at this time?
Yes and no. I think they're cognizant that because the rates are low, that works in their favor.
Okay.
And I do see where there is a little bit of apprehension in terms of bidding wars going on. So this has been something that's been going on for a couple of years now. And so we're finding a lot of first-time home buyers will kind of steer towards the new builds with the builders because there's not that competition of a bidding war. So they feel a bit more comfortable in that sense. But I think with the guidance of a mortgage agent and sitting down and looking at the whole financial scope, you can really decide what route is better for you and kind of go from there.
Of course, yeah, of course. And this is, you know, working with an individual such as yourself, a broker, it is much more advantageous than going to a bank where nothing wrong with banks, but you don't get that personalized individual attention as much at a bank as you would with someone like yourself.
That's right. Some of the things that set me apart from a bank would be, to start off, the hours that I work. So my hours are not banking hours. They're whatever hours my client needs them to be. So I can meet at 8 p.m. I can meet at 8 a.m. I can set whatever time schedule to accommodate my clients. Another thing are fees. Fees are a huge thing with banks. We get, fees monthly for our banking accounts. With a mortgage agent, those fees are paid by the lender. So there's not, like when you're doing a mortgage, sometimes there's fees to break out of a mortgage, and the banks really like to hit hard. There is a recent article, I think it was on CNN, about a lady that had to break out of her mortgage, and the bank that she was with had charged her $30,000 in penalties because it was a new mortgage.
Wow.
So a bonus of being with a mortgage agent and working with one is that we know which lenders provide lesser penalties for something like that, depending on a situation, and we're able to steer away from those and kind of figure a mortgage product that doesn't do that to your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Being able to meet at, in the evening is a big advantage, I would say, to people, because I remember back when we were looking for a mortgage for a farm, my husband had to take time off work, and he owns his own business, and he was the machine operator. It was a big deal to get that time to go in, mm-hmm. and he lost money just to go in to get papers signed and whatnot. So
that's
a big advantage, if you ask me, to working with someone like you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how does go ahead.
I was just going to say, how does that work now of getting papers signed because of the social distancing? Are you doing more online in that respect?
Absolutely. So with any potential clients, we're interviewing and getting to know each other on Zoom calls and kind of getting to understand what their goals are and what I can provide them in the long run. And once those things are in place, our documentation is done through DocuSign. So it's a secure portal where they can upload their information and provide signatures and such at a distance, so that we're staying social responsibility, definitely.
That's great.
What is your opinion? I know you're not you don't specialize in commercial, but do you see a lot of businesses perhaps selling their buildings and whatnot because they found out that their employees can work from home and be just as efficient?
Yes.
Good question.
Absolutely. I have known friends of mine that, you know, they work for a company that own a building kind of near Costco and Kitchener, and they've had that building forever. But now they're seeing, you know, what they didn't think was possible to do online is actually becoming possible because they've worked around it. They found a way to make it work. And so now they're like, well, what do we do with this building? Because it's actually kind of working that we're all remote. And, you know, they would have their, you know, they would all meet in a parking lot or something in their cars and kind of keep their distance. I know that might not be ideal come wintertime. But, you know, they're finding ways, definitely. And I think you will see a lot of commercial buildings go up for sale after this because they are noticing that it can be done.
And just think of the overhead. Like,
yeah, you know, exactly. It's a huge savings. Huge savings.
Yeah. Huge. I know I read some stats and there was some studies done and the employees were, in some cases, more profitable or more efficient and getting better results because maybe they felt like, ooh, I might lose my job if I don't really perform well, perhaps that could be. I think you do have to be a certain type of person to work from home for sure.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's some that take advantage of the opportunity. I've worked from home for 25 years, so I know how to work from home and to balance and work around things and do that. But some people, it'd be interesting
yes.
to have to take on that concept, right?
It's a definite learning curve, I think. Even myself, having three kids at home, just finding that time, that uninterrupted time to even think clearly with no noise in the background and kind of, you know, go through your to-do list. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little bit of an adjustment, but you make it work.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, that's great. Is there anything our viewers should know at this time, need to know on this? More than you've told us?
If I would want them to take anything away, it would be not necessarily in conjunction with the pandemic, but just as a takeaway for all times. And that is to really know your credit score and know what's on your credit bureau. You can't fix something if you don't know it's there. And there are little things, even such as a cell phone bill that could really hinder that. But we'll take that on another day as a topic for discussion, hopefully. So, but yeah, that would be my number one takeaway.
Yes, we'll definitely be talking about that in another show. So look forward to that.
I've got one thing just to recap. At the very beginning, you said that the banks or the lenders or the banks or whoever are looking for specific proofs, specific paperwork. What can people get together and start to collect if they're looking to soon hunt for a mortgage?
Okay, so it depends if they're current homeowners looking to sell their current property and go to some like upgrading, downgrading, whatever the case may be. If that's the case, then they will want their copy of their tax payments to show that they're in good standing. Their notice of assessments will have to be provided for the last 2 years. A recent pay stub, a job letter on company letterhead, and they're either their T4s for the last 2 years or their T1 generals if they're self-employed. So those will be the key documents to start us off.
That's great, Sharon. This was really good. It was short and sweet, but some really good information.
Yes.
And thank you so much for being on the show. Janet, do you have anything to add or ask Sharon?
Well, we have one more question for Sharon.
Oh, yes, we do. I almost forgot the magic question. Right.
Go ahead.
Sharon, can you share
Can
you share your secret about how you rock your business?
Well, I am lucky to be surrounded by wonderful people and leaders, such as both of you ladies. So I thank you very much for that, first and foremost. And being able to get out of my shell in terms of social media and really marketing my business has been something that's been able to help me rock it. And I wouldn't have been able to do that without the tips and tools that you ladies have provided me. So that is top notch. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. So we'll look forward to the next show that we have with you, but thank you so much for this.
Not a problem. Yes. It was my pleasure. And thank you so much for the opportunity to share the information.
Thanks, Sharon.
Okay. So that ends this show, talking about getting a mortgage during a pandemic and other things too that you need to know, with Sharon Abrego from Mortgage Alliance. And so we're going to sign off for now, and take care and rock on.